Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about something that seems narrow in focus, but actually begets a much broader question. And that is, as Americans, when we see very clearly, objectively, complete incompetence in certain roles, even if somebody's trying real hard and operating in good faith, which I would respectfully suggest is not the gentleman we're talking about today. But when we see people in extraordinarily important positions in government and they simply can't get the job done, what should our response be? We're talking specifically today about Donald Trump's nominee. He's to the U.S. attorney role in the D.C. district. This guy, his name's Ed Martin. He's currently the acting U.S. attorney in that role. He's utterly incompetent. He's never tried a single criminal trial. When he described his experience, he said something about 40% of my experience is in litigation, but then was pressed and admitted he had never tried a criminal case. But his top 10 cases that he listed on his Senate questionnaire, confirmation questionnaire, are cases he's currently overseeing as the interim U.S. attorney. Like, the guy doesn't have it. He is an ultimate partisan. He was a conspiracy theorist about 2020. He's been making public comments about potential cases and current cases that are prejudicing the prosecution and may in fact require judges to dismiss them because the comments are so prejudicial. So he can't even keep his damn yap shut so as to not screw up the cases his office is handling. He's selectively prosecuted. He's a buddy with a white supremacist named Timothy Hale Cusinelli, who is also a neo-Nazi. The guy actually has a Hitler mustache. I mean, it goes on. And if not all of that, when he filled out his Senate questionnaire, he listed some, I don't know, like a handful, some 15, 16 appearances on Russian media. Okay. And it turns out, he omitted some 350 plus other appearances. Now, the difference between reporting like 20 appearances and 350 plus is huge. It would be like someone asking me, hey, have you been on the radio? And I was like, maybe a couple of two, three times on the radio. It's
I know what a microphone is, right? I've been in a studio before, maybe, right? It's not close.
So the guy's lying his butt off. The stuff he said on Russian media is insane. He's a Putin apologist. It spews a lot of Russian disinformation. Jim, tell us what to make of this.
Right.
What should we as Americans do when confronted with this level of incompetence?
Right. I think about this. This is not a direct answer, but I'm going to get there, I promise. If someone had come to me, maybe you as well, and said, you know what, Jim, we'd like you to be the chief of staff for the Frederick Hospital, right? And we'd both be very flattered by that, right? You'd say, gosh,
yes.
That's very nice. We've heard some good things about you, Jim. And the answer has got to be no, right? Because I am, number one, I'm not a healthcare person and never have been. I know where the hospital is. I know what medicine is. I have no idea what that's about. And for my own integrity, but more importantly, for the integrity of the institution, I would have to say absolutely no, right? And so one of the things you can do, and it's happening and plainly prompting our discussion about this afternoon, is you need to get to members of Congress, right? Because as these people go up through the system, we talked about the mechanisms, as you said, the background checks, the questionnaires. questionnaires that are submitted. At some point, members of the United States Senate, the Senate Judiciary Committee, looks at these people. And typically, U.S. attorneys don't get there. Judges do. Typically, U.S. attorneys don't sit down. But this one, D.C., Southern District of Florida, Los Angeles, other places around the country, they may get there. Those, you've got to write to those senators and say exactly what you just said, Maggie. Here's the list of concerns that I have about somebody who is appealing to you and asking to be appointed. Confirm the nomination of this person who is plainly unqualified. Don't do it, Senator. Not out of partisan or political viewpoints, but because of the importance of law enforcement in this country, right?
Well, and it's not like Donald Trump gets Ed Martin or nobody.
Right.
It's like
right.
Ed Martin or, I don't know, some liberal. He can just pick a different super conservative lawyer, political operator. It's just like, please don't pick the guy who's a plant for Vladimir Putin. I'm speaking blithely there. There's no evidence of that, though he's appeared hundreds and hundreds of times.
And has apparently forgotten many of them. But,
and then failed to disclose it to the Senate, a lie by omission. I don't know. But who's never tried a criminal case. Now, I'll say this. I never tried a criminal case. But I would respectfully submit that I am way more qualified to be the U.S. attorney of the D.C. district than is Ed Martin. I've tried plenty of civil cases. I've cross-examined a ton of witnesses. I understand the federal rules of evidence. These basic things. Oh, I've also run a government law office.
Right, right.
We all deserve so much better. Here's Ron Johnson's local district office phone number, everybody. Get your pencils out. 414-276-7282. That's 414-276-7282. Give Ron Johnson a call. Just tell him, please ask the president to pick someone else to be U.S. Attorney of the D.C. Circuit. You don't have to go down the partisan rabbit hole. Just say, please pick someone else to be the U.S. Attorney for the D.C. District because Ed Martin isn't qualified. That's all you got to say.
Right. And this is so important, as we're saying, too. This is not just about a name here. It is about the day-to-day decision-making, as we said before. Absent that, you truly have a breakdown inside the office and outside the office as well.
It all matters. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about some local matters with Dan Schaefer. What's going on in Wisconsin? The headlines today for our state slate is next. You're not going to want to miss it. My name is Maggie Dawn. We got Jim Santel with us. Dan Schaefer is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.